Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, but like I said, I didn't make, you know, like shave the dog and make a hat out of it. Oh, hello. This is episode 9 of Fifan the Owl Pitcher podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me over these tough 9 weeks. It's been 2 months and 1 week since we began this journey. And I think I would have to say that we've both loved each other in a motherly, fatherly, brotherly, sisterly, loverly way. It's the kind of love that only one can express when someone is speaking to themselves in a room with a scarf on. I've got a scarf on. That's right. It is only November the 10th, actually. Yes, I am here, episode 9, and I've got a scarf on. More of a neck injury, to be honest, because my daughter, who is 2 years of age, just refuses to actually walk sometimes. And she is more stubborn than a possum. Do you have possums here in Sweden? Possums? Not very big animal, not like 7 foot. But loads of possums in New Zealand. I mean, basically, we didn't know whether to do Lord of the Rings with like real hobbits or just put clothes, little shorts on possums. That's how many of them are around. I think one of the adrenaline rush things is not bungee jumping or anything, is to put marmalade on your private parts and let a possum run up your trousers. True story. It's been done before. I got off the court case. So this is episode 9. A lot of talk about this pod. I don't know if there is. A few people saying, you know, come on, hurry up, get one out. Talking of getting one out, and I don't really like talking about the whole toilet thing. I really don't. I think it's hilarious. But it's something that maybe you shouldn't talk about, but I'm going to. I had an incident when I was in New Zealand visiting. I think that's my child there hitting something. What I did was I went to the toilet, but I didn't lock. Well, I thought I locked it. I didn't do this on purpose. I was doing the old sit down thing, and I thought I'd locked the gate. What do you mean? I'm not a gate. It wasn't like Gladiator. I thought I'd locked the toilet door, but I didn't. And up until that point, I was actually okay with going to the toilet, right? No, I mean, you know, it took me a while when I was like 3 to learn how to go to the toilet. But I was very happy, you know, very content with going to the toilet. But from that dark day in New Zealand, it's haunted me. Because what happened, right? I won't get into too much detail. I had done the business, then I was cleaning the business. Shall we, you know, not in a kind of gangster coming in, cleaning up a business, but, you know, doing what you should do. And as I was doing that, and it was a hot day, that doesn't help, does it? That doesn't help the description. Yeah, it was kind of hot, so that's why I was wearing shorts. Okay, so I had shorts. Let's say they were around my knees at this point. And then I just saw this. I saw the door start to kind of, the door lock start to kind of, you know, that's the thing that I should have been very much concentrated on. I just heard this kind of, like, I'll do the noise. No, that's not a good one. Nah. Anyway, the door locked. It just opened, And I was in a cafe. I should have told you that rather than I was just at my mum and dad's, because, well, you know, that would have been like, oh, get out of here, Dad. not that it's a family tradition or anything, but, you know, it's a lot easier between family, this situation. And so, yeah, the door just, it flew open. Let's not shit ourselves, as is probably not the best thing to say right now. But, and if you're listening to this podcast on the toilet, I hope this is good. So she just opened it, and I just made some kind of noise, like, and she was like, oh, sorry about that. I mean, that's the only thing she shouldn't be apologizing. You know, she's popped in for a little cappuccino or a flat white. She's gone, oh, she's put her order in. And then she said, I'll see you in a minute, love. Just go and do what I need to do, you know. A little wee-wee opens the door, and then she is, let's say, faced by the horror, the dismal, dismay, disgusting, terrible, brutal image of Mr. Al Pitcher cleaning himself up. And there was a little moment, I'll be honest with you, there was a tiny, tiny moment there where our eyes kind of met. And we were both eyes in at the time. Both her eyes and my eyes looked, and it wasn't like love at first sight. It'd be a weird, weird kind of story, you know. So how did you meet? How did you guys, you know, get together? Well, he was having a shit. No, we kind of met, but it was like, let's not talk about this ever again. And here I am doing my podcast. I don't know if she does one. I don't know if she actually speaks after that moment. But I'm sort of telling you people, my friends, my listeners, that's what happened. So I did talk about it. I went back to my family, like a pirate who had been away for years on a ship. I said ship. That I went back to the family, and they were like, you're right. You look like you've seen a ghost. They always say that, don't they? Not my family, but people, when they, you know, you have that, they're like, oof, you look like you've seen a bloody ghost, mate. And I was like, I kind of have. I had someone walk in on me whilst I was doing it. Not doing it, but cleaning it. And, you know, the reaction is one of, ha, 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 laughter, laughter. I think my dad hit his leg, like, oh, 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 that'll teach ya. I don't know what it really taught me, but it has haunted me. This happened, like, say, it's 3 years ago. 3 years ago today. No, 3 years ago. And so had an incident just yesterday on the toilet, and the door kind of... But I knew I'd locked it. I could see the little red, you know, the red flash of security. But they kept on going, you know? You know, that I don't know if you've had that one where maybe the panic in their life is, I've got to get in here or else. And the panic for me was like, hey, mate, you're not getting in here. I don't care what you need to do. I've got to, you know. And then I just pulled stuff up. And then I just sort of went to the door and went, not now. Which I thought was quite powerful, actually. You know, I just thought, if I was on the other side of that, and I was thinking, not now. That really is about living in the now, isn't it? You know, don't think of the past, don't think of the future. Not now. You're not coming in here. The defense is up. Turn around. Go do your business somewhere else. So that was an interesting one. I was in town, wasn't I? I was in town having a bit of the old cafe, the old fika. like we do every bloody hour of the day, which is good for us. It's a good way to socialise. I was having a little coffee with my friend, and then I looked around, and I remember looking around last week, was it? And there was a lot of cobwebs, a lot of ghosts, you know, not real ones, but, you know, a lot of pumpkins. You're getting me, aren't you? You're getting me. It was Halloween, wasn't it? And then all of a sudden, we just turn with one of the greatest. I don't know if you've noticed, I have got a sound effect machine. So maybe that's a good thing. Here we go, episode 9. I finally bought something, a sound effect machine. So if you want me to do any sound effect, what I'd like you to do is write into me, just mail me and ask for a sound effect. You know, it could be anything, you know, as long as it's in the sound effect library. You know, we just heard, which was Halloween turning into Christmas. You could also have a contact lens falling into an empty glass. It was quite good. Or it wasn't actually a contact lens. It was a pin dropping in. So you could have, like, if you wanted a washing machine, you can have a washing machine with Femme Corona stuck in it. Not stuck in the machine, but it's still in your jeans and it's spinning. There we go, and that's that one. And the last one, you could have sound effect library. And I'm noticing that they're really the sound levels really go high, but I don't think it's an actual sound; it's the quality of the effect. You can also have a sound effect of a cat who's been, like, fucking around. Don't normally swear, but that made me giggle. Who's been messing around a Christmas tree. Here we go, and then we'll come back to the Christmas thing. What a beautiful link this is. Not even edited this. I don't edit any of this. I don't know if you've noticed. Maybe I should. I don't know. Nah. What I do is I press record, and I just talk. I don't even have a moment to stop and think. That's that. I mean, I'm so crazy. But yeah, this is a cat messing around the Christmas tree. Then one of those little, little decorations, you know, the little round decorations, what they call I don't know. That's fallen off. And now the cat on a wooden floor is now pushing the round circular thing that was on a Christmas tree around. Listen. So there we go. Some people say I don't use the extensive sound effect library enough, but there we go. Three beautiful examples of different variations of sound effect. But anyway, it brings me on to Christmas shopping, right? I say shopping, just purchase and consume, crazy, isn't it? Just blows my mind that we go into this Halloween thing where everyone's like, you know, it's like Lord Hugs goodies every day, you know, everyone walking around. You don't know if people have, you know, fallen over or had an accident or FIFA, and it's a late Halloween party. And then we're into Christmas shopping, you know, and there's people now, it's November the 10th, people have already done some of their shopping. I mean, the hell, you know. And here's another argument about, you know, people saying the costs of things, you know, like people maybe moving to Sweden, the immigration thing, right? They say that's going to be like, you know, it'll cost the country a certain amount, but then we buy 10 times that on a bloody Christmas Day thing, which you celebrate on the 24th. You're bloody weird, Sweden. You're weird. Because I'm from New Zealand. We had the summer. We had the Christmas there. One of the great Christmases I do remember. I'm not a great Christmas person at all. I played Santa. I played Santa Claus. Tompton. Played Tompton once in New Zealand. That sounds like everybody was in Lord of the Rings. Everyone gets a turn at playing Tompton. I didn't audition, but let's say I passed some security checks, by a police check. And then I became like Tompton, Christmas Santa Claus. Basically put a pillow down me top and that's it. I wear red and, I'm sure there's people there sitting there going, what does Santa Claus look like? Please give us a description picture just so we know. Sorry about that. So I did the Father Christmas thing and that went well until one time I had a child on my knee and the mother was like, put your hand down, Father Christmas. And I was just holding the child. It was all a bit, I didn't like it. And then some school kids had finished school. School's out for summer. It was summer then. And they basically ripped me apart. Let's just say physically and mentally scarred me as well. Probably more than the toilet incidents. They just came down, pulled my beard. It wasn't a real beard. It wasn't a bloody hipster. I think that'd be the way to go, is grow a big beard and then spray paint it white or something. But they just ripped off a fake beard and they could just see underneath it was just a poor student. There was no Father Christmas involved. So that was a bit demoralising, shall we say. A bit of a low point in my life. Thanks for bringing that up. But, I do like giving gifts. I like giving presents, I always think it's a nice thing. I don't buy much for myself. I like to give presents, I faked a lot of gifts being given to me. The surprise of kind of opening something up and you're like, oh, wow, some socks. Wow, it's exactly what I needed. A glove? No, people don't like you one glove, do they? Unless you're Hook, Captain Hook. They give you, I just get socks and slippers and things like that. I'm like 43 and I think, I'm about as exciting as a 78-year-old man who has lost his mind. So people don't buy me great gifts. But my mum and dad, one year, they did this strange thing where they put us in a gimp suit. No, they didn't. Me and my sister, that was the year after, I think. They hid for a year, and we had to survive on tomatoes and the money from the you already heard me pick that up, didn't you? The money from the washing machine. So what happened? I'm just trying to liven it up. That's all. I apologise if it's if it's too lively. You want me to chill the F out, man? You're going too lively. Mum and Dad, they hid all the gifts. And the last gift they gave us was a boat. That, not like something like the Vasa or anything like that. It was just a little blow-up boat, we call it dinghy. You probably do as well. Just a little thing, one of those boats that you see in those movies that go over the waterfall, you know, the big waterfall, and you think, well, they're dead. Then they survive. They kind of wake up floating down the river. You know, that kind of, they grab a branch or something like that. Yeah, you know that one. And so that was quite a big prize, big present. But we weren't at all satisfied with a boat. I remember just saying to my mum and dad, we'd found them all, we'd been searching, you know, for quite a while, a few hours, for gifts, you know. And then they gave us this boat, and then old Big Mouth here, this guy, I'm putting the thumbs to myself if you can't notice, Big Mouth strikes again. He goes in with, we got any more presents, any more gifts? And their face basically looked like I'd punched it with a softball bat while smiling. It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. They just couldn't. They were like, nah, that's all we've got. That's all you've been given. So that was good. And then later on in life, when I was drinking, I don't drink now. When I was drinking, I went out on that boat and got saved. I was in the middle of a lake. I got saved by a neighbour who saw me like waving my hands. So this podcast would be extremely quiet if that man hasn't saved me. So it was a bit of a silly thing. I had some whiskey. I don't ever drink whiskey and try and drive a boat or row a boat. Very dangerous, the water. So be careful of any water. But my daughter and my son, when they have baths, absolute chaos.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you've got kids, you'd know this. My son climbs to the top like some kind of World Wrestling Federation, Hulk Hogan style, top rope. And then he just flies down like head first. No arms go up, nothing. And it's just like another sound effect. And yeah, chaos. They do all sorts and they wee in there. And then I've got to tell them not to drink the water. It's a chaotic 30 minutes of my life, bath time. And then on Sunday, we actually went to see Maya. It's a movie about a bee, a Swedish bee. Spoiler alert, just in case you thought it was a bumblebee, it's a bee. And yeah, it was okay, it was all right. Got a medium popcorn. My two-year-old daughter seemed to just put her head in it, basically, and ate the whole thing, and then went missing. Couldn't find her, looked behind, and yeah, she's having a dump in the back row. So there we go. What else has happened? Had a haircut. Thanks for asking. Thanks for noticing. Not asking, you don't go. Oh, you suppose you do, don't you? If you had a haircut, you do that, don't you? Get a haircut, and the cut part goes up, doesn't it? Like as though it's cutting your hair. Have you had a haircut? You know, yeah, had a haircut from this dude who he doesn't speak Swedish. I don't speak Swedish. Shouldn't speak English. I speak English. I think he's from Iraq, I believe. Not in the last year or so, my Iraqi language hasn't... let's just say I haven't polished it, yeah? Let's just say I'm at a very... No, I don't know any of it. So we kind of meet halfway. And halfway being, I show him a photo on my iPhone of Brandon Flowers from The Killers. There we go. And then he laughs because he thinks I am saying I'm in love with this man. And then he cuts my hair. He starts off by using a machine. I don't really stop him because I feel very Swedish about it. And then he trims me up. And this happens every single time. Every single time I walk away like I'm a bloody sheep that's been kind of shaved too much, you know? Like a back that's been waxed. Like a porno. Just takes everything off. And then I look, my ears get bigger. I hear him laughing as I leave. He shows me the mirror behind my head. What's the point? As though I'm going to kind of go, nay, nay. Thought you were going to like attach dreadlocks to that. What have you done? You've bloody cut it across, you bugger. So, that didn't go that well at all. But we live, but I don't learn. And that's a question I got here from Tova, who said, please don't, you don't have to say my full name. So she just wrote Tova, T-O-V-E, Tova. It sounds like a little bird calling for its lover after it scratched its eyes out accidentally whilst flying into a tree. Tova. She asks, what makes our picture happy? And I like it already because it sounds like it's not me. I'm talking about someone else. What makes me happy? Seeing happiness, I think. I think anything that sees someone else happy. So that even goes back to me doing comedy. There's not many... I mean, it's an incredible feeling, I'll be honest with you, making people laugh for a job. So that really makes me happy. And then also, you know, when someone gets a train or when someone sees someone at an airport, do you know what I mean? You know that thing when you kind of, it's a bit like, I think it's called rubbernecking, isn't it? When you're in a car and you see an accident and you rubberneck, you look at something, don't you? So when you see someone meet someone at an airport, you know, and they're there and you don't know the story, but it's really beautiful. You know, I like that. You know, that makes me happy. I think I've spoken about this before, about like, you know, those Facebook kind of clips where someone is born with bad sight or bad hearing, and they put a hearing aid on it on a baby, and then the baby kind of goes and looks at the dad and goes, yeah, it's you. Wow, that blows me. That blows me. Doesn't blow me, but that makes me happy. And also people falling over. We've been through that, you know, tripped by cats. Something that made me happy but also made me really sad was this week was the thing about the Star Wars fan. A guy called, I think his name was Dan Fleetwood. I haven't written this down, I've just got a memory of his face. And I'm very good with faces, I'm not very good with names. I'll freak you out sometimes. I might see you at a gig that you've been to see me, and I will know, I will be able to say your face, see your face, see your face. I'll be able to see your face and I'll be able to know sort of who you are, and I'll make some connection, and you'll think, we need to put a restraining order on this mofo. He knows too much. How the hell did he know that? And this was the story about the guy who wanted to watch Star Wars before he passed away. And, you know, the new movie that's not out. And then a bit of social media campaign began. Beautiful. Gets to see the movie. But then sadly, he passed away 2 days or 3 days later. And I'm very sad about that, but also very happy that he got to see the film. So that kind of thing, you know. I think it's, I don't know, when it's tinged with sadness like that, yeah, it's, you know, it's not fair, you know. But the guy got his wish, and that's a cool thing. And then I think those kind of moments make you think all the time, you know. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you see someone who's not as advantaged, as disadvantaged, you know, who hasn't got what you've got, you know. That makes me think, and then makes me sort of happy for what I've got. But then you also want to do something for someone else. So, yeah. And then that annoys me when people don't do things for other people, you know. And that was the other question from Tova, was what makes you angry? Didn't put in the L pitch a bit this part. Almost like, does anything make you angry? I don't know. I got a very, very nice review in Iskatuna. I got a online review, official review. And then I got another review from an old lady who said, stop it, you're making my knickers damp. Very old, not very old lady, but and it was quite cool. That was very nice of her. And then the review, the online, the paper review, said that Al Pitcher, Svaria's nicest comedian. So that was quite a nice touch. Nice. Who would have thought that, eh? When I was doing time in prison for that crime, when I burnt the stadium down. What am I talking about? What makes me angry? I think what makes me angry is when I don't do anything about stuff. I think what makes me pissed off is when I see something. I mean, I think Swedes love the idea of not getting angry, not getting involved, but I have seen a bit of anger recently, you know, a few tunnel burner incidents, you know, but I get annoyed with myself. I get angry when I don't do anything, or I get angry when I hold the door open and people don't say tack. But I think that's quite a Swedish thing anyway, because they don't expect you to open the door. And then if, you know, there's always that awkward thing if it's two or three doors as well. You know, you do the first door, you know. Do you do the second, third, you know? Or do you just lift the people? Do you pick them up and go, let's make this easier, you know? And then the other thing is I always say thank you. I always say tack, you know. I think that's a very simple thing to do. So, you know, and at first when I was here, I was saying puss puss, so I was quite the character around town. But yeah, I think you've got to not get too angry in life. I hold things a bit too long as well. I can be a bit of a dick for that. You know, if things make me angry, I continue to walk around and I just tell people, oh, you know, there was no cheese. And they're like, wow, man. Shit, you're boring me. Leave me alone. You know, that kind of thing. So, I, you know, Swedes are very good, for me anyway, big generalisation this, but they're very, very good at dropping the anger. You know, you can go from, like, it's like dropping a microphone. You know, like, shit, the pin dropped out of the glass, so the sound effect didn't work. I bloody apologise for that. That's a tough, tough, low moment. And also another angry thing, not angry, but funny, is this whole situation in Sfaria of having a meeting when a phone call could have been just as good. You know those ones where you sit in a meeting and you think, we haven't really worked anything out. I don't know if it's like that, you know, in Alcohol Anonymous or something like that. Maybe you could just phone it in, you know. My name's Leffe. I've been, drunk for 7 years, sober for 7 years. Everyone puts their phone up. Yeah. Sometimes when you need a meeting, you know, like the neighbourhood, you know. I think we have meetings. I've never been to one, but I think they have really powerful meetings, like the leaves are falling off the tree. We got to do something. Are we ready? You know, that kind of bullshit. We don't need, it's not, the only meetings we should do are FICA meetings, because at least something gets done, you know, at least life moves on. But not when you're sitting there, you're thinking, shit me Tinder, shit me and lock the door, please lock the door. We're not going anywhere with this, are we? We're just talking about the same old bollocks that we've been talking about for quite a while. I also get angry about my football team. I've got a football team called Huddersfield Town. They were on TV the other day, on a computer, you know, when you download it and you get some kind of language commentator that you don't understand, and they lost, and they're very good. They're not very good, but don't let it worry you. That makes me angry as well. What is it this weekend? What is it? I'm doing a couple of Stockholm company gigs. I go to Gothenburg for a company gig. And then on the 14th, November the 14th, I am doing Uppsala Concert and Congress. It's been a bit weird because we did Eskilstuna. You got to drink heavily for that. Eskilstuna. Don't know if you can hear my child crying. That's not a sound effect. That's not one from the library. That's my child saying, come on, Papa, it's 21:45. We should be still partying. No, you shouldn't. You've had your velling. Drink it up. How many pods have that? How many pods have the child crying in the background as an effect and not doing anything about it? I am doing anything. My mum. Yeah, I married my mum. My wife is currently looking after the child. I would not continue to record the pod with a child crying, you know, basically, because I wouldn't know how to edit it. So Uppsala Concert and Congress. Please come along. I know there's a football match. Sverige played Denmark on the same night. So there might be you listening on your headphones now going, yeah, right. I'm gonna miss that to watch your little fat face, am I? With a little haircut that looks like Brandon Flowers. Not really. The Iraqi version, you know. Mr. Kabul. Is that the right country? Sorry if it's wrong. It's Mr. Kabul side it was going to be, instead of Mr. Brightside. Okay, good. I am at the Uppsala Concert and Congress, and I hope you can come along, because I think that would be good. If not, just tell people. The following week is in Västerås. That's the Game of Thrones. Västerås. Vakwa. That's a tough double for me. And Kalmar, that's quite easy. That's the following week, but I'll tell you about that in episode 10. Can you believe it? We've got up to nearly 10 episodes, man. We're on 9 now. We're a couple away from a whole bloody football team here. We need 11, don't we? And then we'll have some reserves. But I tell you what, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 won't be just reserves. They won't be substitutes. We'll be talking about the real stuff, the real passion in my life. Keep the questions coming. Weirdly, I don't know if I've lost questions, but Torva was the only question I could find. So what you need to do, people, is get some questions. Send it to my Facebook. You can send it to Instagram. Instagram, man, I didn't know this. You can send messages. I didn't know that. So I went in there the other day. Someone, a mate of mine who I followed, sent me a message. And then there was 18 messages that I had to, like, approve. And people were saying, hey, my birthday, can you, you know. And I love doing that. I love wishing people birthday, happy birthday, you know. Hurrah, 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 hurrah. And, you know. So I was, so I was going to do that, but I didn't. And then I said, oh, you know. Then I felt like there was going to be another message. Like, yeah, shit you, pitcher. You've forgotten your fans, man. You know, but they didn't. So let's wrap this one up. Wrap it up as though it's like, what? I don't know what I don't smoke anything beforehand, but it is an incredibly therapeutic and wonderful experience for me, this. Just sitting in a room once a week, talking to myself, getting no reaction, you know? Unless it's online. So you've got to keep, please tag someone and please tell someone. I don't care if that sounds desperate. You know, if I was there next to you now, I don't know if you're on the bus, don't know if you're driving, don't know if you're in your office, you're on the train, I'd be on my knees. That sounds weirder than it should. But I'd be next to you and I'd be saying, pass this on. Pitcher needs your help. If you found the Our Pitcher podcast, Our Pitcher podcast, this has been episode 9. And it's been a real joy. It's been a bloody pleasure. So let's meet again, eh? This time next week. Also, send me a message. Don't send me a message. I won't find it. But yeah, you can send me a message. I'll find it. Like mum and dad's Christmas presents. Send me what day you think this should come out. Because I could do it Monday night into Tuesday, but I think Tuesday into Wednesday. That's what I'm doing now, so I'm a dick. It's normally Wednesday into Thursday, isn't it? But I'm going to go Tuesday into Wednesday. I'm going to really shake the shit up. Really change the world of pod. Episode 9. Let's let you go. I know there's time. No, you put it down. No, you hang up. Bloody pleasure. Real good. I think we got through a lot of stuff there. And we're finally going to decide not to buy nothing for anyone at Christmas. We're going to be that arsehole. You know, there's always one, isn't there? Always that person in the corner. He didn't buy anything. We bought him something. He didn't buy anything. And he's like, I brought the potato chips, man. Brought 2 bags of potato chips. You ate one on the way here, didn't you? Yeah, the bus got stopped. Who by? The police? Yeah, maybe. Now the driver was drinking, eh? And then I thought, oh, I have some chips. But you're supposed to give those for gifts. You didn't even wrap them. Why would you wrap potato chips, man? Well, I don't know. Why would you? What do you mean wrap? You mean like W-R-A-P or wrap? Like, yes, 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 I bit my lip. I got myself a potato chip. What flavor? I don't know. All I got to do is get some potatoes and grow, yo. Well, let's leave it at that, shall we? This has been episode 9. It's been an absolute bloody pleasure. If you're in Uppsala on the 14th, see you there. Good luck, Sverige, in the football. Have a brilliant, brilliant week. Spread the word. Have great fun. And thanks for giving my sound effect machine the greatest applause ever. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50.
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.